Time now for music, and today NPR classical producer Tom Heisinger is back with some new recordings that have crossed his desk recently. That's one of Vivaldi's cello concertos in a new recording featuring Berlin's Academy for Ancient Music. Tom Heisinger is in the studio with me to talk about this and many other recordings. It's great to have you back, Tom.
Guy, it's good to be back, as always.
And who are we hearing here? Who are we listening to?
It's a Frenchman named Jean-Guyen Queyras, and it's really just fun to listen to him tear it up in this final allegro from Vivaldi's Cello Concerto in G minor.
And Tom, people say the cello doesn't rock.
Rocks right there, I think.
Indeed, it does.
It's a Vivaldi in kind of a little shred fest mode there. I really like it. It's one of a couple dozen cello concertos that Vivaldi wrote for the young residents of this girls' orphans home called La Pietà in Venice. And that's where he actually started his career in 1703. Hmm. These orphans' homes, by the way, they're not like what we think of them today. They were actually kind of a big deal, the center of a lot of musical life in Venice at the time. And they had regular concerts all the time that were very well attended by people from the local community, and people traveled around to come and hear them.
I take it that these Vivaldi concertos don't all sort of race along at this kind of speed metal pace, do they?
No, not exactly. Right. I mean, it's simplifying it, but Vivaldi kind of had two speeds, fast and slow. Hmm. And he set up almost all of his 500-some-odd concertos in this formula, fast, slow, fast. And that really, Guy, that's how the concerto form as we know it was created, essentially by Vivaldi. Hmm. I think let's hear one of the slow and beautiful movements from one of these concertos. And here you can really kind of bask in the warm, nutty tone of Queyras's cello.
That's cellist Jean-Guyen Queyras in a new album of cello concertos by Vivaldi. Tom, what else you got for us?
All right, this next thing is quite different. Ready to drift up to the clouds?
Okay. You bring some weird stuff, Tom.
I try to please.
This is actually hurting my ears a little bit.
Well, it's recent music by Japanese composer Toshio Hosokawa, and he's been busy lately writing music for the traditional and very old, by the way, Japanese mouth organ. It's called the Sho. And it might sound a little bit like our Western harmonica, but it looks completely different. Something like a imagine a small like soup bowl with a cover on it, and then up to like 17 bamboo pipes sticking up out of it, like almost like pipe organ pipes.
How do you actually play that instrument?
Well, you blow in and out of this larger tube that comes out of the bass, so you can produce very long stretches of sound. And this piece we'll hear now is called Cloud and Light, and I think it's just a perfect soundtrack for an airplane ride. So the first instrument we'll hear is the Sho, and then the strings almost imperceptibly fold in. It's kind of like watching these wispy cirrus clouds and the puffy cumulus clouds slowly intersect each other outside the airplane window.
That's Cloud and Light by composer Toshio Hosokawa. And Tom, you always bring us interesting stuff, but I think the folks listening to our conversation now, I think many of them will be with me. That was a little weird.
Well, I think if you know, just listening to a little snippet like that, it's not
going
to, you have to like immerse yourself.
I'll give it a shot.
Good.
I'm speaking with Tom Heisinger. He's classical producer for NPR Music, and he's brought with him a few of the more interesting recordings that have crossed his desk recently. Tom, let's get out of the clouds for a moment and bring us back down to earth. I'm sure you must have something vocal in this stack that I'm looking at.
I do, indeed. And all it's right. a recent CD of Bach cantatas sung by countertenor Andrea Scholl.
Tom, you very quickly said countertenor, and I hope people listening didn't miss that, because they might mistake this voice for a woman's voice. But in fact, Andrea Scholl is not a woman.
No, he's definitely a man. That's because countertenors do sing in the alto range, like a female mezzo-soprano, but they sing in falsetto.
Why? I mean, and presumably there are not that many of them out there.
Well, there are more than you think these days, because of the resurgence the last 25 years in Baroque opera especially. And, you know, hey, in general, it's not unusual for dudes to be singing in falsetto
right.
up there in the soprano
right.
range. Like, think of, Smokey Robinson,
okay.
Prince.
Right. Yes.
But, you know, another reason why Andrea Scholl sings this way is he's following in this long tradition. Ages ago, women were not allowed to sing church music, so men or boys had to sing those high parts.
It is really gorgeous.
I think so. Andrea Scholl has been called, well, I'm not sure if he likes it or not, but he's been called the Cadillac of countertenors, and...
Hmm.
And you can hear it's due to this very plush, creamy, beautiful tone.
That's a new recording by the countertenor Andreas Scholl singing Bach. Tom, what's up next?
Feel like a trip to Fiji?
Sure.
This is Fiji, and it's a 17-minute piece by the Milwaukee-born Michael Torkin.
It really sounds like a journey, like he's taking you somewhere. What is going on in this piece, Fiji? What are we hearing?
Well, he calls it Fiji, but, you know, it really has a serious South American groove to it and kind of a pop sensibility. He starts with a samba rhythm, and then he builds on its interlocking parts by choosing pitches in the winds and the strings in this small orchestra, and they correspond to each other and to what's happening in the percussion section. So essentially everything that's in the percussion is mirrored, but in layers, in the rhythms of the other instruments.
Let's hear a little bit more of that, Tom. That's Fiji by Michael Torkey.
And that's Clark Rundell leading the 10-10 ensemble, it's called. It's a little spin-off group from the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic.
It's just delightful, Tom. It is such great music.
It really perks you up. I think gets your toes moving, something to blow away the winter blahs.
This is my pick from your collection today, Tom.
Glad you like it.
That's Tom Heisinger. He's the classical producer at NPR Music. You can hear more from his picks today at his blog, Deceptive Cadence. You can find that at nprmusic.org. Tom, thank you so much.
Thanks, Guy. Always a pleasure.
Our program is directed today by Petra Mayer and edited by Kenya Young. The staff includes Phil Harrell, Lauren Silverman, Brent Bachman, Lily Percy, Megan Kane, Tasneem Shama, and our intern, Jessica Palumbo. The technical director is Daniel Shukin. At the operations desk, Tom Woodward. Our weekend web producers are Melissa Goh, Stephanie Federico, Krishnaev Kalamar, Steve Mullis, and Dana Farringdon. Kim Oleski is NPR's reference librarian, and our senior producer is Steve Lichtai. And for Sunday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Remember, you can hear the best of this program on our podcast, Weekends and All Things Considered. Subscribe or listen at npr.org/weekendatc. We post a new episode every Sunday night. We're back next weekend with more news and stories. Until then, thanks for listening, and have a great week.